This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Guru Innovative is a platform that provides complete online resources for teachers, professional development, an initiative started by Dr. Zulfikar Alimuddin out in Indonesia to help teachers adapt to a digital world, sharing content such as adapting to post-pandemic teaching, effective communication, vertical teaching, and other useful insights. Part of the ongoing scale-up cohort and undergoing business development, we're here with Pak Zul to understand the pain points of modern educators and how Guru Innovative fills that gap. So hello, Pak Zul.
Hello, Freda. How are you today?
I'm good. And you are out in Indonesia, not in Jakarta?
No, I'm in South Kalimantan.
Oh, South Kalimantan, which is where my hometown is, my island.
Oh.
I'm from Sarawak. Okay. Okay. So when did the idea of Guru Innovative start?
It all started back in May 2015. Back then, I was assigned as a director of a secondary school in South Kalimantan. And with my engineering background, then one of the very first thing I did was to observe the teaching and learning dynamic in classrooms. Because I have three kids on my own, and I used to take care of my own children as well. I took them to school, spoke with the teachers, monitor their growth. So I have that kind of sense. And apart from that, I am also a coach and a trainer. So I do learn a lot and practice a lot in terms of communication.
Right.
So when we talk about teaching and learning, it's actually about how teachers communicate with students. And when you see there's a block of a communication, then it doesn't happen, then something goes wrong.
Right. Okay.
When students do not pay attention to teachers, teachers only speak to one student while they actually have like 20, 25 students in the classrooms, you know. Students do not follow the instruction. Students get bored easily. So it's very easy to see that all this flows in the dynamics. And actually it happens in many classrooms, not only in the classroom that I monitor. So then that's the very start how I get interacted with the education.
Right. So Guru Innovative itself was around in 2015.
No, back then what we had was we established HAFEX. HAFEX stands for Highly Functioning Education Consulting Services. So after we established, actually we established HAFEX in 2017, not 2015. So after we developed teaching methods for my schools, then we took the methods also to many other schools in many other cities in Indonesia, starting in 2017. So we went around the country, but then pandemic came along, right, in March 2020. So we had to think on how we could deliver the programs to teachers. So then we tried to bring the material online in April 2020, and then we created Guru Innovative in June 2020.
Right. Okay.
Guru Innovative is a platform, you see. HAFEX provides the content. Because in the platform, teachers also can have learning management system where they could really, they could also watch the recordings, their teaching records, the outputs and the outcomes of the students, you know. So they really could use the platform not only to learn from HAFEX, you know, the content of teaching, but they also could really monitor themselves. And also schools could monitor the progress of teachers. So this way, we shift the paradigm. Before, like, teachers only focus on students' mistakes and faults. Now teachers could also see their mistakes and faults.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, this is very interesting. Okay, let's talk about HAFEX, right? When you say that the students were bored and all that, right? What was happening with the teachers? Were they not trained well enough? What was the issue? And I'm sure, like, when you said that something needs to be done, how receptive are they to hearing what you have to say?
Well, I think there could be a few reasons. One of the things that they are not properly prepared. We can say it's not that it's their own mistake, totally their mistake, because if you right. go back and see how they are nurtured as a teacher's candidate, they are really focused more on the content of the subjects. So when teachers talk, they tend to bring out the content. They speak as if they are the speakers of the book,
right.
something that not related to students. And this is really against the theory of pedagogy. Because the theory of pedagogy, you are required to speak with people in the language that they understand. That's the very first thing. And so you need to bring those subjects, those contents to students with the language that students understand, not with the nomenclatures, with the terms that are alien to the ears of students. But not only that, even you are able to speak after that with the language of students, you also need to create the activities because students cannot withstand longer than 10 minutes, you see. They have a very limited span of concentration. And this is what irony, because when teachers do deliver their teaching, as if like they are disconnected with the student situation, you know, like teachers get so busy with bringing out the materials, not really saying the responses of students.
Right.
So this is another thing that teachers need to be made aware of, how they should really see the responses of students. And the third thing is how teachers are able to evaluate the process of learning. Because what happens usually, teachers deliver the material, and then from time to time, they do tests, they do exams. You see, those are not actually learning evaluation. Those are actually checking the output at certain time. What teachers need to be able to do is when they teach, need to evaluate whether the student actually progressing or not through the constant dialogues.
Right.
This is what teachers really like the most, you know. They don't know how to do that. When you ask me whether how receptive teachers with this, I think because what I did was to really show the examples, to show the teaching practice, the methods, not giving the theory. So they were actually very happy.
Right.
They are happy. But it's not easy for them to adopt, you see. Because looking at how I deliver the teaching, they like it, you know. But for them to really go back and start learning how to do it, it needs time. Why? Because teachers are not used to analytical thinking. They used to only presenting.
Right. And so after sort of adopting and learning, pandemic hit. Right? What was it like for them again? And I don't know the infrastructure-wise in terms of internet and all that. Was that an issue?
Of course, there are three main issues. First is even when they are still in the classroom, the teaching learning dynamic is really bad already. Now, when it comes to virtual learning, it became really, really, really bad, you know, because there's no interaction. That's one thing. And the second one is the access of the internet itself, because not everyone has the access or has the capacity, you know, in terms of the data package, you know, not everyone can have that. And the third one is actually the emotional issues, both on teachers and parents and students. So you can say like it's like hell, you know. It's like really hell. Really. I think we have to say that there is a loss of 2 years in learning, you know.
Yes.
For all students, I guess. But still, what we tried to do was to help them how to still build engagement, even though they teach online.
Right. Okay. I'm here with Dr. Zulfika Alimuddin from Guru Innovative. We'll continue our conversation after this. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary. Billions from me. BFM 89.9. The Business Station. Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Dr. Zulfikar Alimuddin from Guru Innovative out of Indonesia. And it's a platform that provides complete online resources for teachers' professional development, and they're part of the scale-up cohort at the moment. Pak Zul, what would you say would be the business model for you?
Okay, we have three types of business model. We have B2C, B2B, and B2G. For B2C, because we need to go right to teachers, you know, individual teachers. Why we have to do this? Because first thing, we need to validate ourselves that they actually need us. Because when we have interaction with individual teachers and they join our programs and they give feedbacks, they do our instructions, that means whatever we do are acceptable to them, right? But there's an issue because learning for adults is not also easy, because to make it even worse, because the system doesn't like require them to do so. Like, they can just teach as usual, business as usual, and they get paid. So they say, okay, we like whatever Hafex or Guru Innovative provides, but it takes too much time, you know, to do it. Why should we go the hassle of doing that, even though they like it? Okay. That's one thing. Second is about, of course, about payment. Even though we charge very cheap, but it's money is money, and it's all about priorities. And Indonesian teachers are also not everyone is really well paid. So there's monetary issue. So we have to go to B2B, where we engage the schools. So schools will pay for us to provide the training for their teachers. This way, not only schools could improve the pedagogy of their teachers, but with the system that we provide, headmasters or the schools can also, as I said before, could monitor, you know, the progress of the learning of teachers and how the progress impact to the students. Because one of the biggest issue in this country was actually the level of literacy and numeracy among Indonesian students. We sit number 70 out of 77 countries. This is really bad, you know. This is really bad. And sometimes I feel a bit shameful to say it, but it's a matter of fact. You could Google, you know. So what we've been doing so far is, whenever we provide training for teachers, then after certain, we do pre-test and post-test for teachers, but also for students. And we check after 1 month of training the improvement of teachers and also the improvement of students. Of course, we talk about very limited time of 1 month, right? But what we want to see is if there is any improvement at all, you know, if teachers change, would students change or not? And they do. Thank God, they do. Right. Teachers change, students change. So this way, schools could really see the benefit of using our platform and our content.
Right.
And on the larger scale, we do also B2G. You know, we provide programs for the central government. Now we start actually going also for the district government. But we have also had contract with central government where we provide training for teachers in around 8 districts. So we could really also see the profiles of certain schools in certain areas, profiles of teachers and profile of students.
Right.
And I have to say, to be very proud, you know, that we could be the only platform who does this in the country.
Right. And you were saying about the literacy rate. I think one of the challenges for Indonesia is because it's so wide, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
The level of the infrastructure is different for the different parts of Indonesia. So that's hard to... And so is your solution, though, very internet-driven?
I have to say that with this, even though when the pandemic is over, you know, we still have to provide our service through the internet, because that's the only way we could reach like almost everyone. But then we have to provide also other strategies, not only provide the platform, but we need to get schools to provide the programs in the school. So during the pandemic, what happened was teachers joined our platform individually. And that's not effective enough, because there's a lot of issues among teachers, right? Time, money, motivation, all these issues. So what we are designing now is actually what we call teachers professional development, where we encourage schools to provide rooms and access for teachers. So in certain time during the week, teachers will gather, sit in the room, and learn together through our platform.
Okay.
This is actually the way forward. You know, the way forward. Mm. How we how Guru Innovative could really be there. You know, could really help teachers and schools improve their teaching practice.
Right. I was going to ask you expansion plans beyond Indonesia, but I think there's still plenty of work to be done in Indonesia at the moment.
Yes, yes, yes. Actually, there are two issues, you know, business side and also impact side. Mm-hmm. Both this country provides, you know, huge opportunity for impact creation and business creation. Yet, we are looking at starting to having a regional network next year, 2023, not so much to provide the teaching method for other countries, but to start having a forum. Mm. Because even we introduce our content to certain teachers in Finland, and right. as a matter of fact, they also actually learn something from us.
Mm.
So if we talk about Finland, and because also every year, because we have a school here, we send our students for immersion program in Australia, and I get to also observe, you know, teaching learning dynamic in classroom in Australia, certain school in Australia, they also actually have certain issues, you know, in teaching practice.
Right.
So pedagogy is something that underrated actually, Freda.
Right. And what's interesting is that you're an engineer by background, right? But also a trainer coach. So it's interesting how you've gone in this journey. Why did you decide to, you know, participate with the Scale Up here in Malaysia?
Okay. Well, first thing, because Guru Innovative was our first startup and we didn't have any background, any knowledge. And to be honest, there was no such program in Indonesia. And when there was an opening, an opportunity to join, we joined. And because what's the most important is you scale up, before scale up, Magic Gap, mm-hmm. they provide 4 months program, very intensive 4 months, you know. Where else could you get such program?
Right.
And we learned a lot. We revised, I think, more around 7 times our pitch deck. Not as a matter of revising it, but because we learn a lot from the coach and mentors and experts. Mm. Mm. And then we join again, Scale Up again, because not only, of course, we really want to be able to get the funding, but that's not actually our main target. Because once we actually get there, we also will get mentoring program for 2 years.
Right.
So that's, you know, something that we need.
Right.
But the business is important, but again, how we could make our platform, you know, to really go out and be acceptable by the mass market is not an easy task.
Right.
Content
right.
is something, of course, we are proud of our content, but it's not the challenge here. The challenge is how we actually bring this into the market.
Right. So when you first started, was it your bootstrapping? Did you have investors when you first started or out of your own pocket?
Oh, yes, it's bootstrapping because this is part of the larger foundation. So Guru Innovative belongs to PT Cipta Daya Inovasi, and this company belongs to Hasnur Foundation, Hasnur Center Foundation. So this foundation has actually a few institutions in it, you know. So actually the foundation has financed our activities.
Right. And so the current program is for students in primary and secondary schools?
From kindergarten to senior high school.
Oh, to senior high school. Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess like if I were to ask you, what are the plans for 2022? What do you hope to achieve in 2022?
Okay. That's a good question because again, actually, Guru Innovative as a complete resource for teachers' professional development is our initial tagline. But now we actually have somehow enlarged that, where we talk about education ecosystem. In there, when we talk about teachers, we also talk about students. We also talk about college students. We also talk about lecturers. Because this is one cycle. So our program for this year, we are preparing programs for teachers candidate or college students. We'll collaborate with the lecturers because we cannot go out and tell the lecturers, hey, you teach wrong, you know. They will get offended. So what we do is we invite them to join our program and then to co-teach the teachers candidate and then do the evaluation together and see how we could make improvements.
Right.
And also because it's going to take some time for teachers to learn and to master the content, so we also bring the content to students directly. So starting April, we will start program what we call Students Innovative. There, our trainers and teachers will also deal directly to students on how to improve their literacy and numeracy skill.
Right. Okay. So a lot of work ahead for you because it's a huge population in Indonesia. There are a lot of, you know, teachers and students, you know, that needs to be, you know, educated.
You know how many students we have in Indonesia, Freda?
How many? Berapa juta?
60 million, over 60 million, even more than your population.
Right, twice our population. Wow. So, there's plenty of work for you to do. Thanks for spending time about Zul. I've been speaking to Dr. Zulfikar Alimuddin from Guru Innovative. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.